Joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Milwaukee treasure John McGivern. It's been a while since John has visited us.
Good to see you guys.
I heard you did a bit on Channel 4.
Excuse me?
About parking in Milwaukee.
What?
Yes, that's what I heard. Now,
I got to tell you this.
Got some attention.
You got some attention with that one, didn't
well,
you?
Well, I got a little email.
Okay.
I got an email from my good friend. I love this woman, Cecilia Gilbert, who works for the city and who does a lot of stuff for when the streets have to be plowed and all of that. She works for that department. And I did this. I talked about the fact that what parking is like in Milwaukee. And she called me. And she said, can I get a transcript of that, please?
Uh-oh.
I was like, am I?
And can you please attach your license plate?
Exactly. So, and I want to share this with you, and it's not, I swear, I didn't mean to be, like, I'm not complaining about anything. I just wanted to share my experience parking in Milwaukee. Is anyone else confused when it comes to parking on the streets in the city of Milwaukee? Okay, where can I park? How long can I park there? Do I need a permit in my front window that states I live in the neighborhood? Should I have a sticker on my back window to park after dark? Should I keep a calendar in my car to remind me if it's an even date or an odd date? If the sign says 4-inch snow rule, does that mean 4 inches around the sign? Or 4 inches at the airport? Or 4 inches anywhere in the Milwaukee area? How many feet do I have to be from a crosswalk or a fire hydrant not to get a ticket? If there is a loading zone only sign and the business is obviously closed, why can't I park there? Did you know there is no overnight parking in the city without a permit or without permission? That's right. If you want to park anywhere between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m., you have to have a permit or you have to call a number and ask permission.
Hmm.
Hello? Parking permission lady? Do you think it'd be okay if I parked here overnight? Why do I want to park here? Who am I spending the night with? Oh my God, are you going to call my mom? If perchance you get to where you want to go and you are lucky enough to find street parking, is that street parking in front of a parking meter? Is that parking meter a quarter accepting meter, or have you parked in front of a number that you have to remember and then walk a block away and stand in front of a box and play a computer game in order to get parking? Have you dealt with the new parking meter system? Here are the problems I have experienced with the new parking meters. Okay, it's just my experience. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying this is what I've experienced. If it happens to be sunny, you can't read the LED digital screen unless you bring along sunglasses or maybe a welding mask. Most of the time, the new parking computer will not accept quarters, and you are forced to use your credit card to charge the 25 cents for 15 minutes of parking. I don't think I have ever received a receipt. Yesterday, I waited for no less than 3 minutes for my credit card to process, and then the LED screen read, not valid. Not valid? Excuse me? I can't charge a quarter? How rude. Okay, I took my chances and ran into my meeting. Through the meeting, all I could think of was that dang parking meter, and I was completely preoccupied with the chance of getting a ticket. I am guessing this new system is better for something and someone. Parking in Milwaukee. Sometimes it's a pain in the butt. And when it is, I have to thank the Lord for the gift of memory. Mm-hmm. That's right. You see, I've lived in Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and Atlanta. And memory reminds me of what parking was like in these cities. First of all, if you found street parking 3 blocks away in any of those cities, you celebrated. Otherwise, you would pay up towards $25 to park anywhere downtown in any of these cities. Comparatively speaking, we've got it made.
You're right.
I have to keep remembering. I'm sorry to be such a whiner.
It's true, though, man.
It is.
Yeah, going down to Chicago to visit my son. Seriously, 3 hours, $28.
$28.
$28. Dollars.
Easy.
Yeah.
$11 first half hour.
Yeah.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I do agree with you in the frustration with those machines, because I went down to the museum to get my Body World tickets.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out the box, and I was putting coins in to pay for my part, and it kept saying, no accepting, no accepting. But then I'd push it, and I wouldn't. So I lost all my coins.
Yeah.
And then all around it, so I did the same thing. I kind of like took off and thought, oh, I'm hoping it'll be, I won't get, you know, a ticket. But then also all around the box were these slips of paper.
Receipts.
Like the receipts. People just go, throw it right on the ground. I couldn't figure it out. I felt so stupid.
Right. Well, and you know, I was parking
so
over.
Stupid.
Yeah, I was parking downtown somewhere, and this woman was going to her doctor appointment, and in the building right in front, and she had no idea. A woman probably in her 80s, and she didn't get it. She is at the number.
Oh yeah,
trying to find where to put her quarter,
mm-hmm.
And she was like, "Where does the quarter go on this?" And I'm like, "Oh no, you've got to go to the box a half a block away." And she's like, "To the box,
mm-hmm. Right?"
And then,
I had
so,
to do that.
I love them.
Oh no, I'm telling you, once you know them and once you get it, it works fine. My only complaint today is that you can't see it. You can't see it. In the light of day. You can't see it. You just, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, with my face a moment from the machine trying to look at it and read it.
I had to walk a whole block to get mine, and it was the day when it was about 40-mile-an-hour winds coming right at
me.
Well,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, that was nice.
But I can't, you know, I hate it when I see a meter. I'm always looking for those other
ones. Oh, are you?
Because I never have change.
Yeah.
But the thing is that what I want to know is how do they know that your time is up?
Oh, it's
got to be like some sort of a infrared
wireless boom, thing. And they just pop it in, which is really, I think it's probably money saving for the city and time saving for the city, because all they have to do is you know, pop the number on there and they'll know from those machines. And the other best thing about them is that if you park somewhere and then if you went somewhere else, you could find a box anywhere in the city and fill your number. So if you walk three blocks
right
away, you can fill it.
If you remember your number, you can
right
go
anywhere. You can go to any of the boxes.
See, the thing is, this is what I love about the people bitching about the parking. They go, we've got to do something about the parking.
No.
It's like, well, what are you going to do? Are we going to tear up every street
right
and widen every street in Milwaukee so you can park?
Last night, we went to Avenue Q. We parked across the street in the Marcus Center structure, and I have $5. It's mm-hmm. $5. And I know people complain about the fact that it's $5 to park across the street. You know, you can't. You can't complain about
no,
it. It's a deal compared to anywhere else.